Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me in the studio this morning, I have Grace Dean from Sitka Counseling and Barbara Quinn from Youth Advocates of Sitka, here to talk about some upcoming events for the youth in town. Thank you both, ladies, for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So we were talking about before we went on air of, you know, we're coming into those winter months, the dark and gloomy times. And, you know, we've had Stardust. We have a lot of kind of adult activities to get out and, you know, shake off the winter blues. But there's kind of a dearth of activities for a younger crowd. And youth advocates and Sitka Counseling is trying to fill in that gap. Mm-hmm. And Grace, we'll just start with you first for something that's already been going, but it's going to come up again this Saturday, the second Saturday screenings. So what's being screened? What's happening?
That's right. Yeah, we have our second Saturday screening coming up this Saturday on the 12th. This month, we are going to be screening Perks of Being a Wallflower at 10:30 a.m. at the Coliseum Theater. I want to shout out to Youth Advocates of Sitka and Sitka Tribe of Alaska for helping us sponsor this event and making it free to the public.
Amazing.
Totally. It's such a good opportunity for the youth to have, as well as families and kids to come out and just have a free activity during the winter months.
So this is, it's free not only for school-age kids coming in, but for their families too.
Most definitely, yes. The only thing you have to pay for is your snacks.
Oh, excellent. And the snacks are going to be there and open.
Most definitely.
Excellent. Yeah. Awesome. So that's going to be, as the name suggests, the second Saturday of every month. How long is this going to be going on?
So our goal is to continue this through the wintertime months. So we have up until March. So every second Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Up until March.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And so Perks of Being a Wallflower coming up this Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Do you have a schedule of like, all right, these are the films to look forward to, or are you kind of like gathering data from the folks who are coming in to watch to see what's next?
We're definitely gathering data. Actually, somebody wrote in Perks of Being a Wallflower as a recommendation for our next screening last time we had a screening. So we took that into consideration. We're like, you know what? That sounds like a great movie. So this up and coming second Saturday screening, we're also going to have a recommendation box for those of you who have movies that are near and dear to your heart that you want to see shown on the big screen. You can write that down and submit it.
Excellent. And obviously the ones that are like of a family friendly nature.
Most definitely.
No, probably not Die Hard.
Yes.
Probably not going to have that come up. All right.
Unfortunately.
That, everyone knows that's a Christmas movie.
It is a Christmas movie.
Exactly. Well, excellent. So the second Saturday screening coming up this Saturday, the 12th at the Coliseum, 10:30 a.m. And to kind of get ready for that, we have Teen Night that's happening at the Cloud.
At the Cloud, yeah, we do. The return of Teen Night. So it's been a while. It is something that Sitka Counseling started a couple years ago and had like open gym at Hames. Mm-hmm. But this year, because we have the Cloud and a space specifically for teenagers, we're going to do it at the Cloud. So that's this Friday, the 11th. We'll be open until 9. We do open at 3, but Teen Night officially starts at 6. So we'll have board games, video games, karaoke. We'll potentially, you know, turn a movie on. Mm-hmm. Also kid-friendly movie,
yeah.
And just have a good time, hang out, a space for their kids to just do something on a Friday night when it's dark and cold, potentially rainy and gross.
Yeah, just yeah. At least to have a different space besides
exactly.
Your own living room or,
exactly.
Or wherever. Yeah, it is nice to get out. Yeah, I guess us, the adult crowd, the 21 plus crowd, it's like if worse comes to worse, you can just go to the bar, which even that gets old after a while. So it's nice to have a space where you said you're going to have like movies going, you got video, you got karaoke, you got lots of different activities
we have
ready.
The hot ticket item right now, we've got our Nintendo Switch with a bunch of different gaming options. So we can get some group games going. We've got Mario Kart, we've got Mario Party, like come down, show your skills, you know, beat your friends at some Mario Kart.
Good friendly competition is always good for morale.
Of course.
So this Teen Night is happening. It's the extension of the standard Cloud hours of
exactly.
Going until 9 p.m.
Yeah, we'll be open till 9. Right now, I'm open Monday, Wednesday, Friday until 6. But I am working on getting back to those regular hours. So later in the evening, you know, a space for kids to have after school or after dinner before going home. So I'm working on it. But thankfully, Sitka Counseling was more than happy to jump in and offer some staff and some help supporting some of the programming this weekend. And we're hoping to kind of make it a regularly reoccurring thing. Right. The goal is, I think, every other Friday right now. We're still kind of talking about it and seeing what we're available for. And also kind of hitting some of those lower demographics. So the cloud is 13 and up. Well, 13 to 18. Right. So you can basically stay until the day before your 19th birthday. And then we kind of ask you to move on.
Yeah, fly free from the nest.
Yeah. But we are hoping with teen night kind of extending some hours, also potentially extending to the younger, like 6th, 7th, 8th grade crowd. So keep your eyes open. We will definitely announce when that happens. We'll let everybody know when we're ready for that.
Yeah, that's awesome to have that all these activities building back up, getting back more into a semblance of normalcy. And so for teens who may haven't been to the cloud before, where is that located?
We are at 329 Harbor Drive. We are right next door to Yellow Jersey.
Excellent.
That's where you'll find us.
That's an easy spot to go
easy
into.
Easy spot, yeah, exactly.
And you guys have a pretty big social media presence. I know it's both on Instagram and Facebook. So if kids want to
We are Sitka's about. Cloud on Facebook and on Instagram. It's Sitka's_cloud.
Got it.
But if you type in Sitka's cloud, you'll find us.
Figure out. So that'll have a schedule. And for kids who might be, you know, it's always scary going to a new place and situations if you want to scope it out beforehand.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, just like send me a DM. I'm really nice, I promise. I will send a message back if you guys have any questions. Like, don't even worry about it. I'm happy to just be welcoming to anybody new who wants to come down and check it out.
Yeah, and just to have, like you're saying, a place after school to hang out and just have a couple more options under your belt when it does get dark at 4 p.m.
Yeah.
Oof. That time of year. For Sitka Cloud, is this something that's open generally like during the school year? What sort of, do you have right now a range on when
it'll be open? I'm open all year.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, barring any sort of holidays, because we all, you know, take time off to be with our families. But I try to get that schedule posted as soon as possible so everybody knows when I'm going to be there. So holiday is probably not, but like we'll be open day after Thanksgiving. So not on Thanksgiving, but the day after. Christmas is a weekend this year, so we'll be open kind of around the Christmas and New Year holidays. But yeah, we're there as much as we can be.
Excellent. Oh, that's awesome to have. It's so great to have these different opportunities for everyone to have an outlet to make sure you don't get too cooped up and crazy this time of year. So the first thing coming up being this Friday night at the Cloud, teen night, going that extended time down to 9 p.m. And then a whole family affair at the Coliseum Theater at 10:30 a.m., The Perks of Being a Wallflower. And so amazing that both of these organizations, Youth Advocates and Sitka Counseling, can organize this, put it together, and to have those sponsors to make this free for the whole community. So anyone and everyone who's interested. It's a pretty awesome thing. Well, thank you so much for coming in here this morning and for organizing these events and offering it to the community. It's a really special thing to have.
Yeah. Thank you for letting us come on the air to share.
I know. This was very exciting. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, our pleasure. And I hope you have a grand showings this weekend for both your events. And I'm excited to hear what the next movie is coming up.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Too.